I'm Eric Whitney. Last week, Governor Steve Bullock announced a new multi-million-dollar initiative to reform child protective services in Montana. That's the system that follows up on reports of child abuse and neglect. About 1,400 reports a year like that come in. Montana's Child and Family Services Division can recommend that kids in those situations be placed in foster care for their own protection.
We've seen a huge increase in kids in the foster care system in the past 8 years or so.
That's Bart Klicka, an assistant professor in the School of Social Work at the University of Montana.
And a lot of these numbers can be attributed to things like parental drug use. And so in the governor's proposal, we see funding that would be allocated for substance abuse prevention.
The centerpiece of the governor's proposal, though, is hiring 33 new people to work in the state's Child and Family Services Division. Doing that and putting more money into the system, Klicka says, appears to make sense.
I think that the governor's proposal includes things about both allocating resources for additional workers, but also saying that there's some benchmarks that we want to reach as a state with our child welfare system, and we're going to put those pieces into place to make sure that that happens.
But a prominent Republican state lawmaker is not so hot on Governor Bullock's plans for the Child and Family Services Division. Art Wittig chaired the House Human Services Committee in the last legislative session.
I think it does need additional funding, but how the money's being spent is the disagreement.
The 33 new hires Bullock's plan calls for are to be assistants to the social workers who manage the cases of children in the system. The idea is to reduce the workload on those social workers so they can spend more time on individual cases. The governor also set up a new commission to study Montana's child welfare laws and system, and he allocated $1.5 million to replace the system's computerized records platform.
To set up a commission, to add more staffing and assistance, and then to add a computer system, that's a typical big government Bullock stopgap solution. There should be more definitive action taken.
Like what?
Well, I think that top to bottom, the decision-making has been extremely poor. New people need to come into the system. They need to change the management at the department.
But an advocate for kids in Montana's foster care system disagrees with Wittig.
I really think it's vital what they're doing.
Skylar Canfield Bader from Butte grew up in Montana's foster care system. Now he works with kids who are in it.
I think that if you increase manpower, kind of go alongside with the increasing caseload, that makes complete sense. If the caseloads go up, the money doesn't go up, and the number of people managing the caseload doesn't go up, that is not a good sign for anybody, either the caseworker or the victim.
It's been about 10 years since Canfield Bader was in Montana's foster care system himself. He's now a leader in several foster youth advocacy organizations, including the Childwise Institute.
You know, I still work closely with youth that are in the foster care system in Montana, as well as workers and administrative people that are working with the foster care system today.
Bader Canfield says Governor Bullock's initiative makes sense.
I can only imagine what that would feel like to all of a sudden be given tools that you drastically need to make things happen. Updating technology that will allow caseworkers to coordinate remotely is critical, as well as providing easy access to the information for everybody. I think the most important piece of this is the manpower and the dollars being directly connected to this. It's a massive insert that we really do need, and I'm glad that they're putting in not as a one-time, here's an emergency relief, but here's what we're doing now, and this is a multi-year plan.
It's going to take a while for the changes Governor Bullock is setting in motion to take hold. The state still has to contract for revamping its case management computer system. It's already advertised for the 33 new case manager assistant jobs, but it'll take time to hire and train new employees. The measures that Skylar Canfield Bader says he'll be looking at down the road to see if the governor's plan is really working include whether case managers can get more time to spend with each of their clients, and if Montana can do a better job of finding permanent placements for foster kids so they don't have to bounce around as much as he did when he was in the system. I'm Eric Whitney.